From his daughters and his wife, it had been a secret, described by Trisha Nixon as bigger than he, has his name on it, something he never had before, never will have again, something you won't really believe. So we thought it was going to be a needlepoint pup tent with the presidential seal on it. Turned out to be a surfboard. One of the Secret Service knows how to hang ten. Here's Sonny James with Running Bear.
To see the trial, spoke with each other.
patron friend of travelers will now advise drivers. Take both sets of car keys with you on vacation. Keep them in different places. Well, one for the car, but hide the other one from you. See, the idea is if you lose one set, it'll save you an awful lot of trouble. Now this for General Tires.
General Tire introduces Young Wheels, the newest of the wide tires, the General Belted Jumbo 700. Fiberglass belted to deliver long mileage with wide, wide treads for more traction, great performance every foot of the way. See the yellow pages for your nearest General Tire dealer or store. The new General Belted Jumbo 700. For today's hot young cars.
It's General Sheer, it's General Sheer, the young wheels from General Tire are here.
Capitol Hill Monitor profiles of some of the new men in town in Washington. Here's Paul Duke of NBC News.
Mario Biaggi, the new Democratic congressman from the Bronx in New York City, is a former policeman, the only one serving in Congress. Biaggi was born 51 years ago in East Harlem, a ghetto area.
My initial ambition was, frankly, to make $40 a week and provide for a family. That number seems like an inconsequential figure at this point, but you have to relate yourself to the times. I thought perhaps $40 a week would permit us to live and live well, and it would have at the time when you consider that my mother was working as a charwoman and earning eight.
Biaggi started out as a letter carrier, but eventually became a member of the New York City police force. He was wounded 11 times in the line of duty and had his most narrow escape one night when a hoodlum attacked him as he was about to get into his car.
I was able to get hold of my gun, and we exchanged 11 shots. He fired six, I fired five. At absolute one point, our guns were clanging. You can hear the metallic ring as our guns were touching, and the car was illuminated as bright as the 4th of July. He shot me. I was injured once, really. I think I struck him five times.
The hoodlum died. Biaggi got off with a slight wound in the thumb and two bullet holes in the collar of his coat. He went on to win the police department's Medal of Honor for heroism and 27 other decorations. He believes a policeman must be fair, but be able to take it.
If a man is solid, he won't react to tools of profanity. He won't react to a sullen look. He won't construe it as an insult or as an assault. It happens sometimes. And these things precipitate other things. And that's important.
Biaggi thinks it's unfortunate the policeman has become a symbol of oppression to some people.
I think, by and large, the policeman has been unfairly criticized. There's always some room for just criticism. You know, that the human beings. But I say there's machinery. When there's an abuse, it should be corrected, the disciplinary procedures provided. And the fact of the matter is that they're punished, they're suspended, they're fined, they're discharged. And if necessary, they're criminally prosecuted.
Biaggi went to law school while on the force and in 1965 became a lawyer. Last year, he succeeded Republican Paul Fino as representative from the Bronx 24th District. And he finds Congress a tough job.
You're going all the time, every day a challenge, every hour a challenge sometime. There's an absolute need for your maximum effort. I've never been required to give as much of myself in my entire life that I've been required to do now as congressman.
Biaggi's wife and four children have remained in New York, and this is proving to be the most difficult part of congressional life.
The one thing, I enjoy this, I'm privileged to serve as congressman, but I'm required to pay a price that I hadn't anticipated. I have no family life. My children are growing, and it concerns me greatly, and I miss them. I miss them. I never miss them quite so much.
Representative Mario Biaggi, the policeman who turned in his badge for a new career in Congress. This is Paul Duke for Monitor on Capitol Hill.
At 16 past the hour, you're on the Monitor Beacon.
Another big discovery in this year's Schaefer Talent Hunt, the free-swinging Independent Singers Society.
NBC, Radio 660, New York. The Johnny Man Singers on Monitor with Little Sister.
Like most Americans, your reply will probably be, so what? I never heard of him. Actually, you've heard a great deal about him, but few Americans would think of referring to President Nixon by his initials. Regardless of their personal views, people are not apt to call Richard Nixon by some cozy nickname. We don't call him Rick, Richie, few call him Dick, and even Dickie didn't last long. Americans probably use more nicknames than any other people in the world today. And almost no name is too sacred or too base not to be shortened into some affectionate, humorous, abusive, or abrasive abbreviation. There's no difficulty with FDR, JFK, and RFK. LBJ is a familiar phrase, and Rocky is well known in most of the country. Nicknames in the sports world, especially baseball, usually record traits or characteristics, both personal and professional. Pet names or nicknames are often borrowed from the nature of the man, such as Honest Abe. Some, such as Ike, not only showed great fondness and warmth, but were also obviously derived from his name itself. Nicknames are as old as speech and seem to arise quite spontaneously from human inventiveness. Whether they elevate or berate, many people regard nicknames as a mark of popularity. Certainly, when applied to public figures, the use of nicknames can't be ignored as meaningless. Whether the nickname is negative or positive, it implies a certain familiarity, a personal insight into the man. President Nixon is a hard man to really know, and it's questionable whether many people have an insight into the man himself. A nickname is actually one way of saying, I know you well, and shortened initials are a way of cutting a man down to size, making him human and a bit more like the man who might live next door. While President Nixon is popular with the public and certainly respected, he would hardly be considered as open, spontaneous, and free. He's not the kind of person to swap jokes in the back room. He has deliberately strived to make dignity a sort of trademark. He's restrained, he speaks slowly with great care, and across a clearly established barrier. He maintains a distance, and that's the way he wants it. He said he prefers one-to-one relationships, and that he would like to carry on all his dealings away from the public, for he can only be personal where personality is not an issue. Even today, he is rarely unguarded. He's a man who likes his privacy. None of these qualities add up to the sense of familiarity and closeness that is needed for a nickname. This is Dr. Joyce Brothers for Monitor.
Roy Clark, and yesterday while I was young.
Seems the love I have known has always been the most destructive kind. Guess that's why now I feel so old before my time. Yesterday, when I was young, the taste of life was sweet as rain upon my tongue. I teased at life as if it were a foolish game. The way the evening breeze may tease a candle flame, the thousand dreams I dreamed, the splendid things I planned, I always built to last on weak and shifting sand. I live by night and shun the naked light of day, and only now I see how the years ran away. Yesterday, so fast that time and youth at the last ran out. I never stopped to think that life was all about, and every conversation I can now recall concerns itself with me and nothing else at all.
From a ballpoint pen on the upholstery of your car. You know the best way to get it off? Toothpaste. Old toothbrush and toothpaste. And scrub a little. Now this from Valvoline Motor Oil.
All you need to know about motor oil, it's Valvoline.
about motor oil and engines. I just know the oil goes in that thingamajig so that the electric flame won't do something or other.
That's our whole point.
All you need to know about motor oil, it's Valvoline.
Yes, all you need to know about motor oil is that it's Valvoline. Because Valvoline is the high-performance motor oil that's race-proved for your car. Valvoline delivers the toughest defense against wear at high engine temperatures and protects vital engine parts. So next time you change oil, just remember this.
All you need to know about motor oil, it's Valvoline.
Valvoline, another fine product of Ashland Oil and Refining Company.
Pennsylvania, your station is WKBO, which you know. All the NBC stations get a word in here, then we'll be back. Morgan.
You are tuned to Monitor 69, beginning its 15th year of service this weekend on the NBC Radio Network.
Without my getting mad at you. So I'll just smile with you for a while. We'll fake it. I've got it better than you. You've got traffic and sunburn and heat. And now, Brenda Lee is going to bring you sunshine. Me too.
Bring me sunshine in your smile. Bring me laughter. Thank you.
Now this from State Farm.
David Frost here. While conservationists have been worrying about grizzly bears and platypuses becoming extinct, no one has paid much attention to another endangered species, the Motorist americanus. This creature has food, shelter, and few enemies, and yet 25,000 a year die because of one curious habit. You see, some of these creatures, intoxicated on alcohol and enclosed in metal shells, persist in ramming into other creatures at high speeds. Fortunately, the National Highway Safety Bureau has, working with the states, devised a plan that would get intoxicated motorists off the highways and save many lives. The people at State Farm Mutual, dedicated conservationists to a man, urge you to support this plan because the motorist americanus needs help lest it become extinct, just like the dodo bird.
For your car, your home, your life, and your health. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
Ring around the world. Close-ups of people and events brought to you by General Motors Acceptance Corporation. GMAC financing for cars, trucks, appliances. This week, higher interest rates caused a slump in the stock market. But there were also worldwide effects. We'll have a report from Berlin after this.
A car is to call your own for the very first time while you're young enough to enjoy it. A car is to go out with your girl in. Even better, to take her home in. Not to complicate your life with. That's why there's a GMAC, General Motors Acceptance Corporation. In our 50th year of helping people finance their cars and trucks and appliances easily, quickly, at reasonable cost, we've worked out all the hang-ups for your car, car insurance, creditor life insurance, for the General Motors dealer who uses GMAC. All this so you remember your first car with love and affection. We wouldn't have it any other way. GMAC Financing. We uncomplicate things.
Now here's Bill Brown, NBC News, Berlin.
Recent increases in the prime interest rate in the United States have already driven interest rates higher in Europe, and more increases are expected shortly. That's because the dollar is the cornerstone currency of the free world. Anything which touches the stability of the dollar, or threatens the economy which guarantees its value, has instant repercussions everywhere. As money has gotten tighter in the United States, the rate for euro dollars, U.S. currency on deposit in Europe, has risen steadily, standing today between 11.5% and 12.5%. Naturally, lenders in other currencies follow the trend, and the money squeeze gets tighter. What is feared most is that the United States will bring on a recession in its efforts to end the present inflationary spiral. Any drop in the U.S. economy would curtail corporate spending at home and abroad, and recession could spread to Europe as a result. 20 years ago, Europe was dependent to a large extent on U.S. aid dollars for survival. Today, it's U.S. investment capital which plays the key role. The economies of Western Europe are tied to that of the United States, whether European governments like it or not. Recession would very likely drive the United States to take protectionist measures to curtail imports, and trade balances of every European nation would suffer. They would retaliate in all probability and inflict still further damage, not only on the U.S., but on their own economies as well. Most bankers agree that the free world can ride out problems with any other currency, but trouble with the dollar affects every nation. Small wonder that the security and currency markets of Europe are erratic today, waiting to see what happens to the dollar. Bill Brown, NBC News, Berlin.
Portrait of My Love by The Smoke Ring on the Monitor Beacon.
The cars line up. They move out in a pack. Out front, Camaro. Indy's pace car for the second time in 3 years. What they see in the Camaro hugger at the Indianapolis 500, you can see at your Chevrolet dealers. Even more, you'll see a 69 Camaro priced $147 less than last year's, comparably equipped. And this Camaro is no plain Jane. It comes with important things you want, like power glide transmission, new advanced design power disc brakes, 250 horsepower V8, head restraints, white walls, and wheel covers. All this Camaro, with nothing taken off but more value put in, is priced $147 less than a 68 Camaro comparably equipped. That figure is based on manufacturer's suggested retail prices, including federal excise tax and suggested dealer new car preparation charges. See your Chevrolet dealer. He's got pace setter values now.
Mercy on Monitor. Mercy on us all. It's the singing group Forever. Flash-in-the-pan young singing stars who never died out. He kept on singing successfully, and he's still singing successfully. Betty Grobley interviewed him for Monitor.
Bobby Vinton, you were chosen to introduce President Nixon's official inaugural song. Had you met the president before?
No, I met him that night. It was the first time. I was with him in Westchester. I campaigned for him up there, and didn't really get a chance to talk to him and meet him because it was a big panic.
Mm. You must have some thoughts on performers then, in politics or campaigning for one candidate or another.
I do. I don't know if it's a good idea for performers really to back anyone in politics because I think performers influence young people. I'm concerned with young people today, the way they're being influenced by our problems. And I think the reason things are getting worse is because the young people are confused and they're losing all respect for authority. And I don't think that I personally have too much power with young people, but I know people say someone like the Beatles. I'm sure that if they would get on television or on radio and say anything in regards to politics, it would influence a lot of young people only because they idolize this particular artist so much that it can sway young people into accepting their ideas. And I think this is wrong.
What would you do then?
What would I do?
Yeah.
I would... I would start with radio and television and newspapers, because I think our newspapers are, they emphasize too much violence in the world. I think I'd like to have equal time. I would like to put on the front page the good things that happened that day as well as bad things that happened.
You love old songs, don't you? And you just sing them so beautifully.
Well, an old song, you can't go wrong. It's something that's proven. It's something that means something to someone out there. Everyone has a favorite. It brings back memories when you were young, when you were making love on the couch, and you remember that song. And if you hear it again today, it makes you feel young again. And on the other hand, a lot of the younger people haven't heard it yet, and you know that they're going to like it because we did.
You've gone from the old to the very new. Now you have a new one called The Days of Sand and Shovels. What's the background for that song?
It was a brand new song written by a country singer in Nashville, Tennessee. And he says, I have a song. I wish you'd listen to it. And I said, well, I'm busy now. And he says, please listen to my song. I said, well, what is it about? He says, it's the story of my life. And just the way he said it, I says, let me hear it. And he sang it, and I've never heard a song put this way. Actually, you ask what this song's about. I think it's the only way to describe it, a story of a sterile man who can't have children, but he still loves his girl, and unfortunately she wanted children to have a happy life. And the way he described how he loved her, in most songs everybody just says, I love you for a long time. But the way he said it, he says, I've loved her since every doll was Shirley Temple, since soda pop was still a nickel, since jam was on her fingertips and milk was sickled on her lips. And I said, wee, that's it, that's it.
We've been talking with Bobby Vinton. This is Betty Grobe for Monitor.
Now we're going to hear that new one by Bobby Vinton, The Days of Sand and Shovels.
Thank you.
race history there. That could start a whole new trend in songs. Next week, Portnoy's complaint. Drivers, if you see a car on the road with a lot of dents and offenders, stay away from it. That's a poor driver in there. Now this from General Tires.
Jumbo 700. Broad, belted, brawny, beautiful. General's new young wheels. The tire made to turn high horsepower into your kind of great performance. With twin-ply fiberglass belt to deliver long mileage. With wide, wide treads for lots more bite all the way. See the yellow pages for your nearest General Tire dealer or store. Then see the new General Belted Jumbo 700. It's the newest of the wide tires from General Tire.
It's General Sheer. It's General Sheer. The young wheels from General Tire are here.
NBC News is next, then there'll be more Monitor. Morgan?
Phil, that property should not be on the tax-exempt rolls.
That's great news.
Good enough. That bill should have passed.
Perfect. Where's that going to go? Put it back on the tax rolls. Let them sue us. I don't care.
If you want to save yourself some money, get yourself a smart young lawyer. A guy who maybe graduated at the top of his class, who started as an assistant U.S. attorney and won 97% of his cases. A guy who went out and made it on his own with a major law firm and then gave it all up to take on a special job for Governor Rockefeller. A guy who joined the Lindsay administration in 1967, became finance administrator, and has already saved this city over $1 million. Get yourself a guy like Fio Vanti Parata, Mayor Lindsay's running mate for controller. You want to save your city some money? Get yourself a smart young lawyer. Vote for Parata, Garlick, and Lindsay in the Republican primary on June 17th.
Get that out of the phone, would you?
Paid by committee to elect Lindsay, Parata, and Garlick.
Early morning is the best time for it. The Joe O'Brien Show. Weekdays, 5 to 9 a.m. on WNBC Radio 660, New York.